This is a U.S. Embassy Habaroni podcast.
The U.S. Department of State recently launched the Women in Public Service Project to engage a new generation of women in public service and to foster greater gender balance in political and civic circles. Secretary Clinton inaugurated the campaign, saying,
"If you're trying to solve a problem, whether it is fighting corruption or strengthening the rule of law or sparking economic growth, you are more likely to succeed if you widen the circle to include a broader range of expertise, experience, and ideas. So as we work to solve our problems, we need more women at the table and in the halls of Parliament and government ministries where these debates are occurring. We need women at all levels of government, from executive mansions and foreign ministries to municipal halls and planning commissions, from negotiating international disarmament treaties to debating town ordinances."
Ambassador Gavin shared her thoughts on how Botswana could benefit from greater inclusion of women at all levels of public service.
"Since I arrived in Botswana, I've been struck by how many extraordinary women I've met who are devoting their intellect and energy to making this country a better place. From high government office to local officials to leaders in civil society, women are bringing their perspectives and skills to bear on efforts to solve Botswana's most difficult problems. But it's still the unfortunate truth that one finds few women in elected office. And that means that this country is missing out. It's not harnessing all of the capacity and creativity and energy that it could to build Botswana's future. I also know that young women and girls in Botswana, like young women and girls everywhere, need to be reminded and encouraged to see themselves as leaders in the making, to be exposed to role models who help them envision their own futures as dynamic leaders in their communities. This is a competitive world and a fast-changing one. No country will succeed if it tries to forge ahead while leaving half of its population out of the discussions and decision-making and hard work needed to build a better future. Women are playing essential roles in this work in Botswana today, and women in public service will be needed more than ever and in greater numbers in the years ahead."
This podcast is produced by the U.S. Embassy Public Affairs Section. Catch us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and Flickr social media networks. And thanks for listening.